When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome in. It is Game Time Decisions right here on Sports Grid. It is a Friday night. I am Kevin Walsh with you for the next 2 hours as we go through a loaded NBA slate. 28 of 30 in action tonight. No Milwaukee, no San Antonio. They played last night with the Bucks getting the win. No cover. We'll talk about some of the last night action that we saw in the NBA. Coach James Young is going to be with us in 10 minutes here to help us break down tonight's big card, as well as hit on some key college basketball. Inside hour number two, we will get set for a big weekend of NFL action. Dave Sharapan and Mark Zeno stopping by with us here on Game Time Decisions. Let's open this thing up, though, and talk a little bit about last night's results in the association. First primetime Thursday slate for the NBA, with, of course, the NFL having its first week without Thursday night football. And what did we get? A win, but no cover. A win, but no cover. Maybe got an early Denver 2.5. But let's just start here quickly. Milwaukee's 125-121. Bucks get the job done. That's really all that matters. Spurs cover. We've talked about this spot. It now needs to 100% be put away in your back pocket. If a team is playing on the second leg of a back-to-back, and the first leg was the Pacers, the opponent team total over is now 5-0 this season. A team now is 4-1-4 trying to cover that spot this year. It makes sense. The Pacers are fast. It is draining to play them. And then you end up, if you're the Bucks, giving up 121 to one of the worst teams in the NBA. Admittedly, though, the number was 118.5. It's not like this thing flew through the total. We bring in our radio audience. Appreciate all those here across the Sports Grid Network, including SiriusXM Channel 159. I'm Kevin Walsh with you here on Game Time Decisions. Denver, Golden State, 130-127. I have a Warriors win total over. Now, I've accepted defeat on that number actually quite some time ago. Draymond Green made sure we had no chance to get there. But I don't love the fourth win of the season, the fourth time this year Golden State lost a game where they led by 18 or more. And I'm sure a lot of this is about the coverage, Jokic, the shot. It was amazing. It was a market mover. It's deserved. 34-9-10 in the game. He is great, as always. Paid the people last night on the over points prop that we were working with. But for Golden State, if you now have basically within, before we even get to the new year, hardly creeping into 2024, four losses where you led by 18 or more in the game, got to look at the coach. At some point, Steve Kerr under a little fire now. Jonathan Kuminga talking about, well, I'd like to play. Here's the deal on Kuminga. 16-4-4 and a plus six in 19 minutes. You're getting ran off the court by Denver. You're Steve Kerr. No switch. The kid's playing well. He's been playing well. All right, you know what? Stick with Trace Jackson Davis. That was working great last night, Steve. You absolutely nailed it. Let's move on here from the Open. Again, we have 14 games tonight on this NBA board. It is absolutely jam-packed with action. Only, as we said, Milwaukee and San Antonio off. Boston lays a big number. Cleveland and Washington go at it again, and the Cavs are a double-digit favorite. There is some good action over here out west. Phoenix and Miami expected. Kevin Durant still will miss this game. Lakers need to snap a losing streak here. They've obviously been pitiful since winning the in-season tournament. They've lost two of they've only won two of their last 10 games. Possibly Darvin Ham's last game as this team's head coach, if it is a loss. Warriors are trying to respond against Detroit. The best game, either a 263 total with Indiana and Atlanta, because the total's 263, or, and more likely, Philly, New York, which will feature in Quick Pick. OG Anunoby has been excellent for the Knicks through his first two games. They now go with a step-up spot against Philly, who welcomed Joel Embiid back in their last game, and all he had was a calm, smooth, simple 30-point triple-double, because Embiid does those now. Embiid now does triple-doubles. College basketball, two teams that are ranked in action. UConn with a little Big East play against Butler. And then we have Purdue and Illinois as the best game on the slate. A top 10 matchup here. Boilermakers, though, laying double digits, big time total 150.5. For those that do not know, Terrence Shannon Jr. was the best player on the Illini. Horrific allegations have him away from this team right now, rightfully so. And that is a part of the reason that this number is big. There are some interesting player props, though, that come into line due to the shifting rotation for Illinois. We will break those down. We'll get coaches' thoughts on that game as well. For the Illini, it is a step-up spot here, but they did play one of these. They've played twice already without Shannon Jr. One of those was a 30-point rout of Northwestern, who beat Purdue. I'm not doing the transitive property thing. I'm just saying that was very impressive by Illinois. We will get into that a little bit more. We will also, as I said, talk about the weekend. So we take a look at your Super Bowl odds before we make that move and get set for Saturday's action, which is going to matter. Baltimore, the number one seed, locked up, won't be playing probably any of their starters. At home against Pittsburgh, are catching four. The Steelers need a victory in this game to keep their chances alive. And if they get it, you will likely see the Buffalo Bills Super Bowl odds drop just a bit. But vice versa, if the Steelers do lose that game, the Bills odds will grow shorter, because Pittsburgh, with a win, continues to apply pressure to Buffalo, who on a Sunday night possibly will be playing for their playoff lives. They're definitely playing for the two seed. With a win, that is theirs, crowning them as AFC East champions. But if they end up, incredibly, on Sunday night following wins by Pittsburgh and Jacksonville, who are both favored in their games, then the Buffalo Bills would be eliminated. Your favorites are San Francisco. It'll be Darnold versus Wentz in Niners-Rams. We mentioned Baltimore, Dallas getting that bump due to the Eagles' loss to Arizona. Kansas City, Buffalo rounding out that top five for you there with your Super Bowl odds. The Eagles not all too far behind. Let's get to the quick pick here. Talk a little bit about a total that, admittedly, I'm a little late on. Late last night, you could find Sixers-Knicks as low as, I think, 227.5. So be it. I'll still play over 233. The Knicks in their last 15.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Games have played six of them against top eight offenses in the NBA. In those games, they are allowing 133 points per game. OG's real good. He's not going to fix that. We'll see how this Knicks defense stacks up tonight against Philly. But to be fair to the Knicks, that's a top 10 offense in basketball. And in those games against top six offenses, they know how to bring it. They averaged over 121 points per game in those matchups. Coach is up next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back in. It is Game Time Decisions with you here on Sports Grid. We're going to go to JY first because we have a 14-game NBA slate. So, Coach, let's get straight into it here. Talk to me about one of your favorite sides on tonight's NBA board.
Yeah, first off, I like the Pacers on the money line tonight. By the way, I got lucky last night, Kate. I'm taking the Nuggets on the money line and not the 3.5. So that extra 20 cents actually did pay off because I was nervous about
right. That.
But the Pacers on the money line tonight, Atlanta, to me, is just so inconsistent. The Pacers have won five games in a row. They're playing pretty well. And just think about the fact that the Pacers are first in points and offensive rating, and the Hawks are 28th in field goal percentage defense. They don't stop a nosebleed. I think the Pacers are playing really well, good basketball. We don't even know if Jonathan Murray is going to be there. So my first play is going to be the Pacers on a money line tonight versus Atlanta.
I don't mind it. I am curious, are the Pacers really six wins in a row good? Now, they've got probable losses coming up after this Hawks game with two straight against Boston, though both are home games. But again, you are laying a money line there, so perhaps it could be a little get-in, get-out special. Hornets-Bulls tonight is an interesting one where we have Chicago, JY, bringing back Zach LaVine and Nikola Vucevic off the bench. What do you think of that move, and how does it, if at all, impact your bet in this game?
Well, the amazing thing is, Kevin, like, I liked it because, ready? Vucevic plays zero defense at all. And Chicago's been better defensively. LaVine, not a strong defender. And if you notice, folks, I liked him at 220.5. FanDuel right now, Kevin, it dropped to 218. They're dropping it because they're coming off the bench and they're playing less minutes. I think they're going to need their scoring punch. I do like over. It was 220.5. It's 218 on FanDuel right now. So I'll just say over 218 in it. I know Chicago has gone under three straight, 4 out of 6 for Charlotte. But the Hornets' defense is bad. Like, they're like 28th, I think, and they're 29th in defensive points per possession in the NBA. I think the Bulls with Vuce and obviously LaVine will get a boost from them offensively, especially now that it's 218. Give me over that in Hornets Bulls.
Zach LaVine points props tonight around 14.5 or 15.5. Nikola Vucevic checking in at around 13.5. I think there is some value on Andre Drummond in tonight's game that we will talk about in a little bit. Dallas here with what I believe is a little double up against the Portland Trail Blazers. Dallas just beat this team 126-97. JY expecting more of the same?
Yeah, and the line I saw earlier was 10.5, dropped down to 8.5. So I'm kind of curious. I'm like, am I missing something, or are guys hurt, or something that I don't know about? And it's lining up that they're starting to be, Kyrie's starting to get into a rhythm, but 29-11-13. Those are the margins of victory that the Mavs have over the Blazers this year. I just think it lines up again. So I'm going to go take Dallas -8.5. I think they blow them out again.
The idea probably on a dropping line that has now come up a touch back to 9 would be a questionable tag that sits on Luka Doncic. I don't really know where this number goes if Luka misses the game fully. It was 11.5, though, when they played a couple of games ago. So all stuff certainly to keep an eye on for a tip that is coming a little bit later. JY mentions Kyrie Irving back here now. Has played 2 games, 29 in that last outing against Portland. JY, you are on Jalen Brunson tonight. I'm excited with Sixers-Knicks. This should be a good one here as the Knicks get their first crack at a top contender in the Eastern Conference with OG Anunoby in their lineup. What do you like here?
Well, it's amazing, K-Dub. A couple of hours ago, Jalen Brunson's assist prop at 7.5 was at minus 175 on FanDuel. It has dropped all the way back down to minus 122. As we speak, it just moved to minus 140, so they may be actually coming back the other way. But the reason why I like this is the Knicks' different offense is a lot different now. He's gone over 3 of the last 4 games, 7-plus assists in all 4 matchups last year versus Philadelphia. And remember, folks, you got to think about this. With Quickly gone, with R.J. Barrett gone, those are 2 guys that need iso ball to create their own shots. DiVincenzo, Quentin Grimes, OG Anunoby, more space guys to catch and shoot. And I do think that kind of helps Jalen Brunson get over 7.5 assists. It's a different line. Plus, because they're not trusting Deuce McBride much, Malachi Flynn is questionable. Now you're seeing JB with some of the second unit, with Grimes, with Josh Hart. So more opportunities for him to drive and dish. Brunson over 7.5 assists tonight.
So this is the one, JY, I was alluding to kind of off the air. I'm a little concerned by. And now I like the over in the game, so obviously I'm not going to sit here and tell you that there won't be enough points or opportunities. But the reason for this Brunson number is truly a 2-game sample size where he has 13 assists and 14 assists in the 2 games since OG has arrived. But this is a guy who averages under 6.5 assists a game, and you're paying heavy juice on a 7.5 assist prop. That's my concern. Now, maybe you and everyone else betting this number is early on a prop that will ultimately settle at 8.5, maybe 9.5. Maybe this is going to be what Brunson is in this new rotation, JY. I'm worried that this is too expensive off of what is still only a 2-game sample size.
Well, and I can understand that, but to me, as watching the Knicks, it's more about not just the sample size, it's the style of play that I've seen out of New York in regards to his minutes playing with the second unit and the personnel around him. If you really look at it, one of the reasons why OG Anunoby is going to be a good pickup for the Knicks is he's a 44% shooter from the corner three. That's about 8 percentage points higher than RJ Barrett. That's his sweet spot. If you notice, since DiVincenzo's going into the starting lineup, he's gotten more three-point opportunities as well. It's driving lanes and the fact that, Kevin, the Knicks are relying heavily on Randall and Brunson. I don't know if they get there with the points because I think Philly will load up on them, but I do see driving opportunities and kickouts and Nick Nurse saying, I don't want that pull-up game for Jalen Brunson. I want you to stop early, force the kickout, make other guys make shots. That's why I like the 7.5.
And then going to another top point guard in the Eastern Conference, JY, as we wrap around. You're on the Pacers' money line, and you're going to back their superstar Tyrese Haliburton tonight.
Over 3 of his last 6 games, 37 points in his only other appearance versus Atlanta. And this team, we talked about it, Kevin, they are 28th in field goal percentage D. They've given up 120 points plus 8 out of the last 10 games. And here comes the number one team in the NBA in pace, number one team in offensive efficiency, and in points per game. Haliburton gets loose. And speaking of getting loose really quick, and I know you talked about Milwaukee. If they don't get someone that can stop someone at the point guard position, they're not making it to the finals, Kevin. I did something earlier. 32.2 points per game. That's the average points per game that has Brunson, that has Haliburton, that has Matt. They haven't played Max yet. Luka, Kyrie, Trae Young, shoot, they give a 45 to Cam Thomas. If they don't fix that in Milwaukee, I'm telling you now, folks, that defense is a hot mess, and it's because Drew Holiday is in Boston.
Here is the thing for the Bucks. Their offensive rating right now is the third best in basketball. That is championship level. Their defense is the 20th. It is almost impossible to win a championship with a defense like that. You would think, though, with Giannis and Brooke Lopez, who both are usually flirting around the DPOY conversation, that their rim protection would make up for it. I got to call into question a little bit of coaching there. JY is going to stick around quickly. We'll hit the college basketball slate. I'll button up the rest of it next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, Coach, you're going to stick around with us quickly, probably 5 minutes or so. Just hit these two college games. JY, UConn's up first. They'll tip in 5 minutes. At Butler, what do you like in that game?
I do like UConn. I know this thing about short spreads on the road as ranked teams, but UConn covered four of his last six games. They've recovered from the Donovan Quinn injury. Butler has not covered in five of the last six. Here's the key thing. UConn covered six straight games versus Butler. This is a big spot for a UConn team that needs to continue to win versus a dangerous Butler team, especially at home. But give me the UConn Huskies, -4.5.
And again, I'm going to expand on all these in a little bit because I just want to get JY's stuff and then we'll let him rock. JY, the big one, though, top 10 matchup in the Big Ten, Purdue and Illinois Boilermakers laying double digits, 150.5 for this total. What are you looking for here?
This is an intriguing matchup versus a team at Purdue that's 91st percentile offensively or 98th percentile offensively versus a team defensively that's very good in the Illinois Fighting Illini at 93 percentile. But here's the key. Zach Edey is 7'4". They don't got a guy over 6'10". Now, I guess the thing his name's Donja, their center. Big, hefty. But he's 6'9", 6'9.5". It's too much muscle for Zach Edey. And then when they get going, folks, the guy to watch is Smith. In big spots, typically in the second half, when they run that high ball screen action and they dive him down, this kid knocks down shots, and he's gotten so much better. I know it's a big number. I know Illinois has been playing well, even with Shannon out with that big beatdown of Northwestern. I think Purdue, I hate to say this, is the best team in the country, and I hate Purdue. Purdue, -10.5 tonight.
Let me just ask you this quick, JY, for Illinois, because it is such a big number and it's such a step-up spot without Shannon. How are you evaluating this team moving forward? Is the idea that, you know, if they hang tonight, they can feel good about it? If they're routed, it's big disaster. This feels more important than a typical January 5th college game, to me at least.
This is a big January 5th game, Kevin, because of the fact that if Shannon's not going to come back, right, and we don't know what's going to happen with him, and if he's not going to come back, this is the first big litmus test for a team that beat FAU that we were saying before Shannon was out, that, oh, my God, like, this team could be a Sweet 16 or Elite 18. So for them, they have to get a good spot, even if they don't win, Kevin, even if they don't cover the split. Don't happen what happened with Colorado last night, which I was dead wrong about Colorado, because now Colorado's looking at themselves saying, well, maybe we're not good as we think. Big spot, but Brad Underwood will have that team fighting. There's probably one of the toughest guys to play for, but his kids play hard for him. Don't be in the game. I just think too much Purdue tonight.
Yeah. All right. Great stuff. That's Coach James Young joining us here on Game Time Decisions. JY, enjoy the rest of your night here. A lot of great hoops coming up.
All right. See you next week, brother.
All right. Great stuff there from Coach. Look, so let me just talk quickly on UConn and Butler. I like JY's look towards the Huskies. I hesitated, though. The worry for me is UConn has only played two true road games this season, and they have lost both. Now, one is at Kansas. Very forgivable. The other was at Seton Hall, and they lost by 15, laying 7.5 in that game. I like UConn here in this spot because the number looks light, but again, as JY said, numbers look light all the time when it comes to college basketball and a favorite on the road. I'd be cautious. There was a player prop I was going to get involved with here on Jameel Telford. who is one of the top scorers right now for this Butler basketball team. I ended up pulling back, so I'll just kind of take you through what I was looking for, and if you guys want to play it. The juice flew all the way up to a minus 128, minus 135 at other spots, down now to minus 115, which is very bettable. Telfort this year, Butler has played two top programs inside the top 20, which is Michigan State, via KenPom, of course, and FAU. And he scored 15 against Michigan State, and he scored 19 against FAU. So that is proof of concept, proof that he can go out there and score against very good teams. He is now in what looks like to be a key identifiable bounce-back spot with now three consecutive games of really poor efficiency performances. He's shooting 29% from the field and 1 of 8 from three in his last three. The most recent games are key matchups, though, because they would still, for me, count as top, not, again, not UConn, FAU, Michigan State level, but Providence is the sixth best defense on KenPom, all of college basketball. That would be the toughest test that Butler's had all year. And St. John's is now inside the top 45 in KenPom, and Telford struggled in both of those games. Now, again, bouncing back, which incredibly, you know, UConn's defense, right, is not even as highly rated as the Providence, is not as highly rated as Michigan State. We've seen it there, but this was a spot for me. I decided to sit on the sidelines for, I think Telfort makes sense with that 13.5, but even in the sample size where I saw positivity, he didn't blow through these numbers, right? And I need to see him be able to step up a little more in conference play. Right now, Big East teams have had Telfort's number, but he was a look, something for you guys to keep your eye on. My favorite bet tonight, though, college or pro, is in this game between Illinois and Purdue. Updated lines right now, 10.5 everywhere on Purdue. Total 150.5, as well as a loose 151.5 out in the market. If you are willing to bet the under in this game tonight, you could absolutely sell high. So the Terrence Shannon Jr. situation, again, seems horrible, but it is relevant when we're breaking down Illinois basketball. This team's leading scorer is out indefinitely. On the season, averaging 21.7 points per game, along with 4.5 rebounds and 2.5 assists. They have now played two games in his absence, one of those against Fairleigh Dickinson, a 104-71 absolute rout, but they were 25.5-point favorites in that game. It was somewhat expected. The follow-up performance against Northwestern, far more surprising. Illinois was only a 5.5-point favorite against the Wildcats that are 10-3 on the year, and they win that game 96-66, a 30-point rout, an absolute rout at the hands of the Illini. It suggests that there could still be reason for optimism tonight for Illinois. One of the things that has looked optimistic, though, during this two-game run has been Marcus Domask, who has really stepped up in the absence of Shannon Jr. Now, it is not a one-for-one replacement of the two, but the workload increase is undeniable. Domask, over the last two games, is averaging 20. You know what? I won't even use his averages. I'll just tell you what he had. Against Fairleigh Dickinson, 11 points, 11 assists, and 4 rebounds. And against Northwestern, an outrageous 32-point performance with 6 assists and 5 rebounds. Easily and sweat-free clearing a PRA prop of 21.5, which it is tonight. Shannon Jr., unsurprisingly, if you were to line him at 21.5 PRA, was 11-0 to the over. Again, the kid averaged 21.5 points per game. And that's what this, by the way, comes out to for Domask. Is this little two-game window, 21.5 points per game, with 8.5 assists and 4.5 rebounds. 34.5 PRA. I know it is a two-game window. I know Purdue is much better than both Northwestern and obviously Fairleigh Dickinson. Northwestern also is one of the slowest teams in college basketball. Purdue is not that. It keeps opportunity out there and available. Here's the other two selling points for me. Damascus shot 17 free throws in the last two games. In the prior 11, he had attempted 23 total. Just six less in a two-game window. That means that he has full control, full workload, in my opinion. And in those first 11 games, he was averaging 18.4 PRA. So we were only three off what this number is now. And Illinois lost Shannon Jr., who's given you 21.5 points, as well as seven rebounds plus assists. It'll kind of round that up to nearly 30 PRA walked out of the door. Has to be replaced somewhere. And Damascus has done it now for two games, and they only raise it up three from what he was doing when Shannon Jr. was around. I think this is a sleeping number that the books are missing out on that presents incredible value tonight for this Illini team against Purdue. I know it's on the road. I know they're great. I think there is plenty of opportunity here tonight. College basketball elsewhere tonight is not actually featuring a ton of other big games. It's not a situation where, oh, well, UConn's on the board and Illinois is on the board. There must be plenty of Big Ten and Big East games. Nope. Only teams from their conference going. Late night, there is a San Jose State-Boise State game that I'm sure people will be involved in. The rest of it, my home, the MAC, is out there and available. Iona laying 2.5 on the road at St. Peter's. Niagara laying 2.5 on the road against Manhattan. Siena, a 3.5-point road favorite, or excuse me, Siena is a 3.5-point home underdog against Fairfield. Canisius is catching 2.5, traveling to Mount St. Mary's with a lot of the MAC teams in action, closed out by Quinnipiac, laying 4.5 at home against Ryder. I have to do a full MAC breakdown. That is fantastic. I'm going to do a full NBA breakdown for you next. 14 games, I think it's five picks for me on the NBA board. Plus, we can kind of dive into, if there is time, a little bit of the Jonathan Kuminga stuff that we've talked about, as well as some new rumors involving DeJounte Murray, the Hawks all-star level guard, who have some top teams interested in him. That's all next right here on Sports Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back right here on Sports Grid, I'm Kevin Walsh with you on a Friday night. What we're going to do is I want to bring up one NBA play, then we're going to go to Davis, who's got a same game parlay for us, and then I'll do the rest of them. I just want to bring up this one NBA because I want to see if it's moved too much. I don't think it will have, but it's a 10.5 rebound prop for Andre Drummond. We mentioned what coach Zach LaVine and Nikola Vucevic are on their way back. And Drummond's number is, it's 11.5 anywhere. I would tell you I'll still bet it, though, and I'll tell you why. So Andre Drummond, since starting for Nikola Vucevic in a five-game window, is averaging 19.3 rebounds per game. Again, not hyperbole, literally one of the greatest rebounders in NBA history. He's only averaging 29.6 minutes per game, by the way, in this window. It's not he's playing 38 minutes a night, okay? 19.3 rebounds. So here is why there is a lot of value on this Drummond prop still, which was being listed 15.5, 16.5 when Vuce was completely gone. Nikola Vucevic tonight is going to have a minutes restriction of 23 to 25 minutes. Vuce, when he was fully healthy, was averaging 34 minutes a game, okay? So that leaves an additional 10 minutes available for Andre Drummond than he used to have prior to his starting minutes, which means you're getting well over 20 minutes tonight for still starting center Andre Drummond. He is still remaining in this starting lineup tonight for the Chicago Bulls. Okay? And if he is going to play 20 minutes, Andre Drummond's rebound rate as a starter would put him at 13 rebounds in 20 minutes. And I think he's going to play more than that, by the way. I think you're going to still get actually 25-plus from Drummond tonight. I have no issue if you go out there and go alts to the moon, because that's what Andre Drummond does. Again, he's averaging 19.3 rebounds per game. If, you know, if this is a blowout, Nikola Vucevic, is he going to really still play 25 minutes? Are they going to worry about that? They're a big favorite tonight here against, obviously, a bad Charlotte Hornets team. This, to me, is such a great spot to take advantage of a dropping number. Again, I played the 10.5. It was expensive at the time, but not too expensive, right? Minus 135, minus 140 number was moving a little bit there. But for me, 11.5 still works. This number, I think, should be 13.5 tonight on Drummond, just looking at his rebound rate, the Vucevic minutes limit, and I think it's part of the reason the number is climbing. Give me Andre Drummond over 10.5 rebounds. Tonight, we do have what, again, should be a blast of a game between the Indiana Pacers and the Atlanta Hawks. This number, you talk about numbers on the move, this total continuing to climb. Though it has come back down to earth a bit, as high as 263, now as low as 261.5, and that number is featured in the Davis Matic same game parlay for Pacers Hawks. Nope. Wait. Maybe. Play it.
All right, guys, we are back for another same game parlay over on the FanDuel Sportsbook. We are taking a look at the NBA tonight. We have the Atlanta Hawks playing against the Indiana Pacers. What a matchup here. We have a total of 261.5. Man, makes you think, how much further away are we till we get a freaking 300 total in the NBA? Because it's definitely trending that direction. And you know what, guys? With the Hawks at the Pacers, we are going to begin our same game parlay by taking the over. These are the teams that are number one and number two in offensive rating in the NBA. They are also teams that are both in the top five in pace in the NBA. I actually think this is like a pretty legitimate total, and I am hoping that we get to see the over here. And then, of course, to add on to our same game parlay, we're going to take both Trae Young and Tyrese Halliburton, the star point guards for both of these teams, to score 30 or more points in this game. On the FanDuel Sportsbook, this three-leg same game parlay is going to give us plus 492 odds on the FanDuel Sportsbook. Tyrese Halliburton, 30 points. Trae Young, 30 points or more. And over 261.5 total points. And Hawks, Pacers, let's win some money tonight. Good luck.
All right, appreciate that breakdown there from Davis Matic. If I was on that game, for me, it would be the Trae Young points prop here tonight. There are some 28.5s out there in the market, but I am focusing elsewhere. We've talked about the over for the game between the Sixers and the Knicks, just to give you guys the specifics on that one, because they are a bit jarring here. The New York Knicks, in their last 15 games, six have come against top five offenses. Boston, they allowed 133, OKC 129, Indiana 140, and then three games against the Bucks in this window, 146, 130, 122. So you absolutely tonight could just line up a Sixers team total, which I saw at 119.5, and just trust and play that number. The Knicks are allowing 133 points per game in these instances that I'm using. This is six games, by the way. It's a decent sample size, and have all come in their last 15. But in these games, the Knicks themselves have scored 120-plus in five out of six. They're averaging 121.8 points per game in this matchup. So not that it's going to work out this simply, but if you take what the Knicks are averaging and what they're allowing in these matchups, this total's well past 250. So while I missed the best of the number late last night, 233 to me still has value. This is a climbing number for a reason. If this thing's going to land in between, you know, 228 and 232, so be it, right? But I think that this is still worth a play here tonight on this over. And under that I'm going to play is the Clippers team total at 115.5. The Clippers, with Harden, have had three games against top eight defenses. The Rockets, they scored 106. The Celtics, they scored 108, and then held to 115 on the nose by the hook against the Oklahoma City Thunder. The Pelicans this year have gone against top eight offenses only a handful of times at home this year, but it was against the Sixers, 114. Admittedly, no Embiid, but that is still what they were able to put up there. OKC, they held to 106. Atlanta did get loose against them for 123. But then they had a rematch against Denver, who admittedly smashed them, but it was in Denver. They played Denver again at home and held them to 110. So that's a nice job there. In four games at home against top offenses this season, they have held three of them underneath that 115 marker. And also, if you look at the last 10 games the Pelicans have played, one team went over 115 and a half. It was Memphis in overtime, and it landed 116. So give me the Clippers team total under tonight at 115 and a half. And then I have a pair of point plus rebound props here tonight. A quick one and a simple one, as you would expect. Rudy Gobert over 24 and a half points plus rebounds. Rudy Gobert with a single for just the fifth time this season, did not hit double digits in either points or rebounds. He was actually atrocious in their last game. Foul trouble really determining a lot of that, to be fair to Gobert against the Pelicans. He only played 24 minutes with 5 points and five rebounds. But when he has come off of a single, he has gone over the 24 and a half points plus rebounds prop in three out of the four games. Obviously, tonight will be the fifth instance there. So you're getting a nice hit rate. And then RJ Barrett, who checks in tonight at 24 and a half points, rebounds, and assists, but I'm keying in on the 21 and a half points plus rebounds. Two games with the Raptors, 19 and 9 in the first game, 14 and 7 in the second. RJ Barrett, to me, maybe this is foolish, maybe I'm going to learn a hard lesson here, is the main guy that the Raptors traded for with the New York Knicks. Emmanuel quickly tonight, though, has the points prop a touch high. They are starting IQ. They are playing comparable minutes. But RJ Barrett, I think, is going to be a fixture for this Raptors team for a long time. So because of that, I would keep tabs. Now, hold on a minute. Now, see, I'm getting a tweet sent to me. The Raptors are ramping up trade talks around Pascal Siakam. Kings taking a look. We'll dive into that in a second. By the way, a lot of happening here in the last 5 seconds. We'll talk more about the trade stuff. Luka unlikely to play tonight. So JY came in and mentioned kind of the Dallas thing. That's the thing. You take a risk there when you get what looks like a cheap 8.5. Now you're laying 8.5 without Luka. We'll give you the updated number because it will move. Where was I? RJ Barrett, speaking of the Kings. That's who the Raptors play tonight. For me, RJ is going to continue to get plenty of opportunity and plenty of rebounds, right? Yeah, this is a guy that was averaging over 18 and a half a game with the Knicks, who are bottom five in pace, fighting for touches with Brunson and Randle. So now he's fighting for touches with Pascal, who's eventually going to be on the move, right? We're finding that out more and more. And then you've got Scotty and I guess IQ, but I still think RJ is going to get plenty. But also, this is a nice spot for RJ, playing by far their fastest opponent yet, with Memphis and Cleveland being the first two games. This is the worst defense they'll have played since he's a Raptor. I think RJ Barrett is in a very, very comfortable matchup here tonight and will easily go through the 21 and a half points plus rebounds. I think he can score 20 plus here tonight in this game. Let's stick here for a minute. So the Kings, by the way, the Aaron Fox points prop is interesting tonight if you're looking for some additions, are going to come in and get involved in the Pascal Siakam sweepstakes. Here is the most difficult thing for me as it pertains to Pascal Siakam and his value, as Sacramento right now is 37-1 to win the NBA championship. Their odds to win the Western Conference are at 16-1, a dollar in front of the Lakers, $2 behind the Dallas Mavericks. But I don't really understand if it... I have my doubts a team is going to be able to get a deal done for Pascal. Now, maybe I should push those aside because the team was able to get a deal done for OG Anunoby. But Pascal Siakam is a clean and free agent this coming offseason. And we, by the way, heard that Pascal could be interested in going back to Toronto. Now, if he's traded somewhere, loves it, maybe that doesn't happen. But you run the risk of an Aroldis Chapman situation. For those that don't remember, the Yankees were sellers, got back at the time a haul for Chapman, and then just re-sign Chapman in the offseason, and it made no difference to them, and obviously it worked out great, relatively. So for the Raptors, it makes a lot of sense. The thing is, Masai Ujiri doesn't really like to do trades unless it is a clear and obvious win on his side. And there was a lot of people who feel the Knicks got fleeced in that deal with the Raptors. I don't think that, personally. They weren't going to pay IQ. OG's much better than RJ. I think the Knicks did more than fine there. But Pascal being an expiring, is Masai Ujiri still going to say, hold on, I'm giving you an all-star. I need multiple first-round picks. A deal's never going to get done, I feel, if that is how Masai Ujiri is going to attack these conversations. But what you have now is more and more added to the trade block, which is good for suitors. Zach LaVine, I would say DeJounte Murray, and now Pascal Siakam, three all-star caliber players on the trade block for teams like the Lakers, who are trying to elevate their season, or teams like the Sixers, who are trying to make sure they are right there with the Bostons and Milwaukees of the world in the East. Great stuff there. We'll close out hour number one after the break. We'll be here on Sports Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we're closing out our hour here. At the top, we will reset the NFL, where just kind of things sit before the weekend. And again, we'll get into all of this throughout the show today. But the Warriors were in the news for this Jonathan Kuminga thing. And look, JY and I see it differently. That's fine. Jonathan Kuminga is not saying I need to play 35 minutes a game. Jonathan Kuminga is not saying I need a $100 million contract extension. Jonathan Kuminga played 19 minutes last night, had a plus six on off, scored 16 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists. He was 5 of 7 from the field, 6 of 7 from the line, and sat the final 18 minutes of the game while the Warriors' lead collapsed. Does that sound unreasonable to anybody? Not me. I'd be pretty confused as to what the heck is going on. I played 34 minutes the game prior, had 19, 6, and 4, and we had a win. Why am I it doesn't make any sense. You know, now we got Moses Moody saying, I'd like to get out of here. 3 straight DNPs. The Golden State Warriors a while back messed this whole thing up when they didn't cash in on any of these guys at the peak of their value. And maybe they should have done that considering Steve Kerr has never believed in any of them. They've not cultivated any of this talent. You can blame Bob Myers drafting. Fair. I mean, the Wiseman pick is as bad as it gets. I mean, he got traded so they could bring back Gary Payton. The whole thing was completely pathetic. There's no other way to slice it. LaMelo Ball actually could have been the piece to extend the dynasty if that's what they wanted. But now they're looking around here and they're answerless. They have no idea how to elevate the value of their young guys. So they can try and trade them, but if it ends up like anything with Wiseman, it's going to make absolutely no difference. They're a 16-18 basketball team that has no idea how to close games despite having Steph Curry on it. Draymond's working his way back from all of his nonsense. Who knows how that's going to go? Klay Thompson, people are talking about trading because he doesn't want to take a pay cut, despite the fact that he's obviously no longer a top 50 player in the league. Here's the real thing they need to do. Put 30 on the trade block. Let's get spicy. The only way to really save this thing. We'll be right back in less than a minute.